Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In the corner, help is on the way.
Oh my. That opening. It's a little bit different here on Richmond's Morning News this morning. I am Scott Lee, listening to a very familiar bump in music that was of the Lee Brothers here on this station years ago. Thanks for the flashback. Glad to be behind the microphone again at WRVA this since 1925, the voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. Rich Herrera is in Italy, on a bus, in fact, between Sicily and Italy, apparently. Actually, he took a boat first, and then he's on a... I don't think you can take a bus.
I'm pretty sure he took a plane first.
I'm talking about from Sicily. Rich Herrera will be back. I'm here for the rest of the week. Glad to be filling in. Check me out at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com, and I'm glad you did. The text line is open, 833-804-1140. Thanks for chiming in there, some great people. Actually, I had one yesterday, that wanted to be an honorary Lee Brother, and so that's kind of like knighting somebody with a sword. It's a little easier than that. So we sent out an old bumper sticker.
Yeah, but you know what? You dropped the ball. It's not a WRVA one, so I don't know how much of a big sword that is for the knighting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's really not that. Good point. Fair enough.
No, it's vintage, though. It's vintage. It's not that vintage. It's retro.
Not that special, quite frankly. Not that special. Hey, we spend a tremendous amount of time, and I think rightfully, speaking about our schools in Virginia, because they matter, right? We wake our kids up every morning. They go get on the government-run bus to a government-run indoctrination center. We get locked out. As soon as they get in there, you can't go get them. Can't talk to them. It's like, wait a second. Is this my kid or not? No, it's not. It's now in the public school system. You cannot go in there without walking through. I don't know if you ever tried to do that. It is not easy to go see your kid in the school. It is like...
They're ours for the next 6 hours.
I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. But rightfully, we spend time discussing it. And we should. We talk about redistricting, which is going on in Richmond right now. They're going to move some things around. They're building new schools. Your kid's going to go from this school to this school because you're in a district. And that's where you have to send your kid. We talk about school policy all the time. And the school board. All the attention in front of the school board. Arguing about different policies, different changes. The system is built around a monopolistic idea. You don't have a choice. Guess what? You're going to that school. All of these things that we talk about are actually very interesting because they're inside this framework that we wouldn't accept anywhere else. When you go buy a house, you're not told that this is the pharmacy in your district, this is the grocery store in your district, this is the doctor in your district, but you're certainly told this is the school in your district, and you can't go anywhere else. Every time we have a conversation about schools, I always think about it inside this crazy paradigm we put ourselves in. I want you to imagine a world in which that didn't happen. What if you could say, well, I'm done with that school. My kid is going to this one. And the money followed the kid. The weeping, crying, wailing, and gnashing of teeth that happens in front of school boards would essentially be over. Because you would have the power that you don't currently have. Imagine the power of a parent to say, this kid is worth this amount of money to you, and I'm taking that kid from you. That means the money is leaving you, and it's going over here. The competitive nature of the entire education system would change overnight. So when I see Chesapeake parents rolling in front of the school board this week, arguing about pronouns, I have that in mind. That entire context is like, what are we doing? First of all, school isn't about pronouns. Well, I guess unless you're learning how pronouns work.
English class.
English class. But to think that the school board anywhere, let alone Chesapeake, Virginia, is spending this enormous amount of time arguing about pronouns on people who want to be called a different pronoun than they are. Or just take it even larger. Let's just say someone wants to be called something that they prefer. Anything, right? I want to be acknowledged as a furry, like an animal, or whatever it might be. Whatever that is, that debates happen in front of school boards now. And it's just like, wow. We used to really talk about things that mattered. So I'm reading this article about this, what went on in Chesapeake, Virginia, where the parents spoke out of a proposal by the policy of the Chesapeake school board meeting this week, because the proposed policy requires employees to refrain from providing to a student his or her preferred personal title or pronouns if such personal titles or pronouns do not correspond to his or her sex. In other words, if you're a boy, you're going to be recognized as a him, not a her. This is somehow controversial.
Have a vagina.
Did that go over there? Anyway, I mean, those things used to be pretty simple to understand. So if whether you're for the pronoun being applied to what the kid thinks in his head or the pronoun applied to reality, you're still in this bubble of how the school system works. You now have to go in front of the school board in Chesapeake, Virginia, and you have to argue, no, I want pronouns as they used to be forever. I like men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms. Kind of a fan of that. I've always liked going into the men's restroom knowing there's not women in there. You actually have to argue that now in front of schools. And then you have other people arguing, no, I think we ought to recognize little Johnny any way he wants to be recognized. Of course, it would lead to complete chaos and breakdown of civilization, but that's irrelevant because his feelings matter more. This is the debate inside these school boards now. It'd be so much easier if you were a parent and saying, you know what? You people are insane. There's a great school that just popped up over here in the corner. I'm taking my kid. We're going over there. I'm not even going to. I refuse to stand in front of a school board and argue that Johnny is him. I refuse to do that. How insane is that? So I'm going to take my kid. Now, in the perfect world, in a free market, free people, free system, you could take your kid and do that. Only the rich can do that now. Only the people who have money get that choice. The good news is General Assembly is going to be in town in January, and they're going to make sure those rich have to pay more anyway. So maybe they won't be able to send their kid to a private school. They'll be stuck back into the public school. So the policy revision in Chesapeake also says a staff member cannot be compelled to refer to other employees in the manner in which they want to either. Let's just keep it real, right? So actually, I like this. I think this is a good policy. It's a policy that's existed since Adam and Eve. All right? So it seems to make sense. Several speakers say they were not in favor of the policy. Shock me. Okay? Believing that it targets transgender and gender nonconforming students and staff. I've learned so many new words in the last nonconforming, for example. Gender nonconforming. I remember the first time I read that, I was like, that's a thing? Anyway, it's very common today, anyway. There are people who think, according to the speakers who showed up at the Chesapeake School Board, argued this week, they think if you're making a male stick with his male pronouns, that you're targeting transgenders. You have a target on them. You're attacking them for that. That's a pretty warped way of thinking, I would imagine. One of the speakers said, quote, transgender people do not receive equal treatment. Let me start over. Quote, transgender people who do not receive equal treatment are 3 times higher to attempt suicide than transgender people that are treated equally. Unquote. Okay. So if you're not confirming, condoning, and applauding somebody's thought, then it could lead to suicide. Let's assume for a second that's accurate. I mean, it seems like it could be, right? Seems like it could be accurate. Let's say that it is. How far do you take that? How come an alcoholic shows up at AA, they don't say, well, wait a minute, let me just condone that behavior because you could kill yourself if it's not, right? Would it make you feel better as an alcoholic if I just say it's okay to be an alcoholic? What if I just said to you, it's perfectly fine to be an alcoholic. Don't worry about your alcoholism. You can do whatever you want and don't worry. How far does that go? How far do you take that to where you're just going to let people do anything they want without saying that's wrong? Or so a transgender kid comes into Chesapeake School, and because I recognize them as they are, as a male or female, I'm going to hurt them more? It seems like I'm doing them a disservice by saying, oh yeah, the lie in your head is real. I mean, it's outrageous. There is more to this. There is a whole lot more of what people said. Some good, some bad, some were amazing. But I did not realize it was Transgender Awareness Week when all this went down. I didn't know that. I just found out that it's transgender. And how dare Chesapeake Public Schools have this debate in the middle of Transgender Awareness
Week? It's very insensitive.
It's insanely insensitive. All right, I'll try to get to more of that in a second. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. What is the proper role of government? This has always been debated, but I think it was figured out when the Constitution was finally ratified with Article 1, Section 8. But Madison was pretty clear that he believed charity is not part of the legislative duty. So coming up, I want to talk about the food stamp program, because Trump is saying he wants everyone to reapply. But it actually makes you think about a bigger issue. What should the federal government be involved in? That is next here on Richmond's Morning News. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera, News Radio, WRVA. Just after the bottom of the hour, outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of James Madison, which is going to help me make my point here in just a second. I am Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera here on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you for being with us. I am glad to be behind the microphone in this very comfortable chair that has changed radically over the years. This 100 years strong in the Commonwealth, the voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. It's an honor to sit here. You can find out more about me at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com, and there you'll find a link on how to contact me. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for the comments on the text line all morning, 833-804-1140. The government shutdown exposed some things, especially about the food stamp program. I don't know that that's what the Democrats wanted, but That's what they got. The food stamp program is now, since government is back up and running, is now being required to reapply for the program after the department found thousands of instances of fraud and abuse. No. No way. There's not fraud and abuse from a government-run program in a far-off land surrounded by a beltway run by kings and queens we call Washington, D.C. There can't be fraud there. Of course not. You're insane. The problem with a government program far away from you, Jefferson said the best government's the one that's closest to you. He was right about that. The one that's far away, and I know D.C.'s a couple hours, but it's very far removed from us, trust me. It is never good at doing anything. Madison was so adamant about this. In fact, the Constitution itself is adamant about this. It limits the government. Madison believed charity is not part of the government's legislative duty at all, that it's not enumerated in Article 1, Section 8. He gave a speech in 1794. He argued against using public funds for charity, stating that while individuals have the right to give their own money to charity, Congress has no right to spend the public's money in this way. Can you imagine the audacity of a politician saying that today? It's crazy. But you might be saying, well, how do we help people, Scott? Well, I doubt that anyone listening who's charitable, who's caring, who wants to help people would dare think that best path is to send a dollar to Washington, D.C. In fact, nobody would do that. I mean, you're forced to do that, and therefore you've got these programs, but you would never think the best way to be charitable is to send a dollar to Washington, hope it reaches somebody. It won't. You would have a radically different plan if you were spending your money on charity. You'd want it to hit close to home. You'd want to know that it was actually going to the people who actually need it. That way you'd be much more involved. The federal government doesn't care. They're benevolent with your money. They've never cared so much with your money. They don't even care where it goes. The report after the government shut down, they found in the food stamp program 185,000 dead people were registered to receive and were receiving SNAP benefits. Over 500,000 people were receiving benefits twice under the same name. What's interesting about that stat is it comes from the 29 red states. The blue states didn't even support anything. Someone had used the same Social Security number to register for electric or for the EBT cards in six different states. Under Joe Biden, it increased 40%. All the money the federal government and taxpayers are paying for food stamps, we didn't even know where it goes, what happens, what they're doing with it. Approximately 80% of those receiving food stamps are able-bodied Americans eligible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To work. 80%. This is what we found out from the government shutdown. They don't have small children at home. They're not taking care of elderly parents. They can work, and they choose not to work because they're getting taxpayer benefits. So this is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history. The food stamp program. So they're cracking down on it, rightfully so. So the USDA data also shows that $9 billion in SNAP overpayment errors in 2024. $9 billion. Individuals commit fraud in this program by providing false information on their SNAP applications to increase the benefit amount, stealing other persons' identity claim benefits, selling SNAP benefits for cash and other goods, and running up a balance on their SNAP card. And I didn't know this. They can run up a balance on their SNAP card, then report the card stolen so they can receive more benefits. It's a pretty good gig if you can get it, I guess. But it does beg the question, what are we doing in this program? Is this the role of the government? You can argue maybe the state or localities could be charitable in some ways. But to think that the federal government should be involved in this business is crazy. Yet, the wailing, gnashing of teeth, the crying of the shutdown of government for those in food stamps only exposes how ridiculous it is that our federal government's in that business. It ought to end. We ought to return ourselves to this Article 1, Section 8 limited government and let the specific powers of Congress go back to what it's supposed to be and not a charitable organization. Maybe right now we have an opportunity as Virginia citizens and American patriots and those throughout the country to look at this program and say, disband it. Be done with it. Send it back to the states. That way it's closer to the people who really know who need it. But charity is not the role of government. But it is interesting to think about how politicians love this. Politicians absolutely love the idea that they can be charitable with someone else's money, which is why this program and many like it will never go away. It's because you could stand up in front of people and go, here's what I want to do. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I want to do. See that guy over there? He's the billionaire. I'm going to take from him. I'm going to take it. And then, now that I got his wallet, I'm going to show you how compassionate I am. And then I will figure out how that money gets to flow back to you.
Very Robin Hood.
Very, very Robin Hood of him. So I'm going to steal from these people. You're going to vote for me because of it. You're going to vote for me to do it. Now, you wouldn't dare walk over to your neighbor's door, knock on the door and say, I want you to pay for my food, my kids' education, my student loans, and all these other things. You would never do that. You would never knock on your neighbor's door and go, pay for my health care. But you know what you would do? You would vote for a politician that does it by gunpoint. There's no difference. You're doing it behind the scenes. You get to vote for someone to go take your neighbor's stuff and give to you, and then you get to say, I would never do that. I would never knock on my neighbor's door and have them pay for my student loans. That's appalling. But you celebrate the fact that a politician is doing it for you. So this stuff will never go away. It will never go away because there is an entire political system built around showing how benevolent and caring they are with someone else's money. That's why it will never go away. Until we as American people say, this is not your role. You didn't go to Washington to take money and give it back in a form of a charity and pittance. And pittance. We can send a dollar and we get with the 3 cents back in the form of a food stamp. That is not rational and makes no sense, and we should never have accepted. So my challenge for you today is give up. Just give up. There's no way it's going to stop. It's going to continue. We can point out all this fraud, and there will still be people who say, What about the food stamp program? What about all this? And it all comes from a far-off land north of Richmond that is full of politicians who are willing to stand up and say, give me your money so I can show you how caring I am. The food stamp program is a fraud, as I just laid out. It is not the role of government. It's our role. And we've given up that by saying it is the government's role. It's like Scrooge in the movie, which you should be watching. You should be watching A Christmas Carol this holiday season. In the movie, in the Scrooge, the people walk up to Ebenezer and say, we're with this charity and would like you to participate. I don't know if you remember this in the movie. And he says, what, are there no poorhouses? Where are my taxes going? That's not taking exactly. Ebenezer Scrooge knows he's already paying taxes. He's doing all this. He has given up his right to be charitable. Of course, that changed when his heart was converted and changed and he became a conservative. Then he was charitable. That's an entire other story. I am Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Why is that so perfect? I love that little... It's so nostalgic. It's so... It makes you long for the days when you used to sit by the radio and listen to whatever it is. Just hang right there and listen to the voice come across WRVA. And that little bit of WRVA is just... Oh. We are in a time now... It is so... I don't know how you can have that. We can't be looking back in 25, 50 years at this time going, wasn't that great? I don't think we're ever going to... We are now in a position
where... COVID was wonderful.
Exactly. But there is so much of this looking back to the days when we didn't have all this technology, didn't have all these phones we had our faces in, much more personable. I wasn't looking for likes on my Facebook page. You know, it's just, then that little WRVA thing just brings you back to that time that was better, in my opinion. I mean, things have gotten better in some ways. Man, they've gotten worse in others. And I think it's impacted our culture in a negative way. I walk through the airport, I'm seeing people, I could be shot in the middle of the airport, no one would see it. Because they all have their phone, and they're in their phone, they're looking at their phone. Here's a little test for you this week. As you're standing in line getting your coffee, you're standing in line doing anything, pick your head up and just look around. Look at people. See if you ever catch eye contact with anyone. We are robots, dude.
It's bad.
We are walking around our society never even seeing people.
Well, it goes back. Well, that's the reason why Target has to put in their HR point. Thing. Is like, hey, you know, you may want to smile to the customers.
Yeah. You mean I got to look at them when they come in?
Oh, man.
There's something magical about that little soundbite and the 100 years of being the voice of Virginia on News Radio WRVA. Actually, it makes you, especially this time of year, it's like all this is kind of coming out of Christmas, all the little liners and things. It's truly an honor sitting here and doing the show. I appreciate Rich for letting me do it. I'm even more going to be appreciated, Rich, if he actually brings me that bottle of wine he's talking about. That would be, then I'm like a bigger fan than ever. Hey, I want to thank Freedom Services and Training. More than just a gun shop, they're a complete destination for firearms training, and you should go check them out. Premier Gun and Gear. Whether you're new to firearms or a seasoned pro, certified gun classes offer safety skills and confidence. Check them out at Freedom Services Training. They're the ones who bring us the national anthem, as they do here every morning, on the Voice of Virginia. Scott Lee filling in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA. Check me out at theleebrothers.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.